The University of Florida plant improvement program that breeds fresh citrus varieties is extremely productive. There's a lot of material in the pipeline. Most, if not all, of the selections that had enough data to substantiate a traditional release are already released. We needed some mechanism as an industry to bring those new selections where the fruit has been identified as having commercial potential, but little else is known about them, to the grower, enable the grower to participate in trials, to offer feedback into their success, and to make recommendations on which one should move forward. So we have worked closely with IFAS and with Florida Foundation Seed Producers to develop a model for enabling growers to plant this material very early, to evaluate it, and to participate in that process. And we call this model Fast Track. We're looking forward to its implementation. Trade groups have been addressing it. Their boards have been voting on it. It's received tremendous support from the industry. So we're very confident in recommending to the University of Florida that they launch this program. And we're looking forward to seeing new, exciting, fresh selections moving into it.
With this new model, how much more quickly could we get varieties into growers' hands than under the old method?
We had a variety display in Lake Alfred. There were five varieties that were shown there that would be the first ones moving into Fast Track. As soon as that is launched and a managing partner is selected for that, we could see perhaps next fall growers actively involved in a program. And after evaluation in a couple cropping years, we could see conceivably 5 years to the point of releasing a variety for commercial release instead of 17. So we're speeding up this process substantially. Growers need more competitive varieties. We really need to restore our competitive position and put varieties into the market that have the traits that consumers are looking for.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.